Welcome to Citra, the hiding place, an outreach meeting of the New and Living Way Church Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His ministers. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are welcome to Citra once again. Can we appreciate our pastor, Pastor Laide? We can do better than that. You know, hallelujah. And also our mommy, Pastor Rose. Let's appreciate Pastor Rose. We can do better than this. So let's appreciate them. You know, we love them. Hallelujah. Also, appreciating our daddy, Pastor Moses. Can we appreciate Pastor Moses and his wife, Pastor Biodu? We appreciate them and we value them. Hallelujah. Okay, also, can we appreciate Pastor Mike Ogunye? You know, Pastor Mike has been a blessing to us in Citra. Let's do better than that. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we also appreciate Pastor Shegun and his wife? Can we appreciate them? Pastor Mrs. Ola, my own personal landlady. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we also appreciate Pastor Charles and his wife? Hallelujah. And all of our mommies, let's appreciate every one of them. We say thank you, Ma. Amen. Hallelujah. It appears I'll be giving an opening charge for Citra. Sincere apologies for that. You know, even myself, I'm apologizing to you. Hallelujah. Of course, it's better if it was someone else. Hallelujah. All right. In times before now, in Citra, there are things that we've been discussing in Citra that the Lord has been helping, you know, both our pastor, Pastor Michael Gunye, and our daddy in the house, also Pastor Laide, you know, to talk about. And I don't know if maybe the echo, this feedback is a little bit, if it's possible for it to be reduced a little. Hallelujah. Okay, so, you know, our pastors, they've been discussing an issue in Citra, and it's a very important issue that, that every one of us, we need to pay attention to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we together this afternoon? Please just encourage me. You know, hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so there has been an issue that we've been discussing, and you know, it boils around, you know, the milk of the word. Hallelujah. Let's say the milk of the word. Let's say the milk of the word. So I'll just make us understand, you know, just make us see some of the reasons why, you know, these things are being taught to us. Let's open to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. You know, while we're coming to Citra today, you know, Mommy Ellen in the Kingdom Women's meeting was discussing, you know, this also. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it says that, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." Hallelujah. I'll read that again. It said, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." Hallelujah. "Now I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for either though ye were not able to bear it, now neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Now, why one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos? Are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, and even as the Lord gave to every man?" Hallelujah. Then he went on to say, "I have planted, Apollos watered, you know, but God gave the increase." Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you know, there is something of note in Scripture. about babes. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I know just today, mommy, Reverend Mrs. Mommy Ellen was still, you know, giving an analogy like this, explaining how that there is, you know, when you give birth to a baby, of course, when you give birth to a baby, you feed the baby with milk, right? You know, we're all aware of that. You know, the baby sucks, you know, milk from the, you know, mother's breast. And, you know, and the essence of that, you know, like mommy was even saying today that, you know, the best food to give a baby is actually the milk. That's why you see some people, they will tell you that you do exclusive, 6 month exclusive, 3 month exclusive and the likes. You know, scientists have come to, you know, give example of how the milk that a baby sucks, you know, from the mother is the best form of nutrients for a baby. Hallelujah. Are we together? Now, you know that, you know, but there are times that, you know, there are also other milk, you know, that we have now, you know, we have all these Nan One, SME Gold. Those things are also milk, right? But, you know, they are not as authentic as the milk, the natural milk that God has actually ordained that a baby should have. Hallelujah. Now, what I'm trying to say here is that there is, when one gives his your life to Christ, now, no matter the age in the natural, you know, no matter how old the person is, now, that person is a babe in Christ. Hallelujah. Now, because that person needs to, that person, a babe in Christ is someone that needs to be taught things, that needs to still be taught, you know, some very, you know, let me use the word fundamental things in the Bible. Hallelujah. Now, which is called milk. Now, so a baby, so no matter the age, you know, no matter the wealth, you know, that's why it is an aberration that because, you know, someone gives their life to Christ and because the person is a big, you know, we see it, you know, in different places when the person maybe is a public figure, the person is big, and then before you know it, the person is already climbing the altar and giving the church. Someone that probably gave his life 1 month to Christ, you know, that became born again, you know, 1 month ago, you know, giving the church admonition. They will say, okay, let brother so-and-so come and speak to the church. So maybe because the person is influential in the environment and all of that, and then the person is given mic, you know, come and address the church, and the person comes up and, you know, gives the church a speech, you know, talks to the whole, you know, addresses the whole congregation. Now, that's not right. Hallelujah. Why? Because that person actually is a babe. Now, no matter how grown the person is in the natural, you know, like mommy was saying today, one can be a professor. You know, a professor, you are smart, you know, you are very intelligent, you got your PhD at a very, very young age. But even with all of that, what is troubling you as a, you know, in that kind of lecturer, is just a demon using fornication to trouble you. Now, that's not a man. So he might have grown in the natural, but has no growth spiritually. So that a person is grown in the natural, as does not, growth in the natural does not connote spiritual growth. So when a person is born again like that, the first thing to do is to introduce that person, you know, to very, very fundamental teachings in the church. Hallelujah. And, you know, one of the things that Pastor Mike even said yesterday to, last teacher, is that even spiritual gifts do not in any regard connote spiritual growth. Do you understand that? What did I say? Let's say spiritual gifts. Let's say spiritual gifts does not connote spiritual growth. So that's one person, because if we see, you know, this, you know, in Corinthians church, you know, Apostle Paul mentioned how that, you know, this, you know, we've established here that, you know, they are carnal. Bible said, Apostle Paul said that, you know, ye are yet carnal, and, you know, you walk as mere men. There is among you envy, there is among you strife, and all of that. Now, what is natural is, then later on, I think he said that in this Corinthians, I told him that ye come behind in no gifts. Now, spiritual gifts, hallelujah, they come behind in no spiritual gifts. They were men that, it was a church that, you know, you could find all the spiritual gifts, hallelujah. You know, they were prophesying, they were interpreting, you know, they were healing, word of knowledge, you know, word of wisdom, gift of faith, and all of that. But even with that, they were still babies. And they were adults. Like, when I mean adults in the natural. So that's to tell us that both spiritual gifts and growth in the natural does not make for spiritual growth in any regard. Hallelujah. You know, and also many times our stay in church, our length of time in church, you know, there are many things that people actually call spiritual growth. Maybe how long this person has been in church. You, how long have you joined the NWC Kurudu? Me, I've been here since, so the first day this church started, I was here. You know, I was there on the first service. And then, you know, I've been here ever since, you know, the time that, you know, it was just this, I think this was the parlor then or something. Yeah, I think so. You know, since that time, that's when I've been in this church, you know, when we're using that small sitting room. And, you know, that's when I've been in this church. Now, it's possible for you to have been in this church for that, you know, since that time, and you have not grown. Hallelujah. Because growth, there are principles of growth. Now, Apostle Paul told them here that, you know, that they need to be fed milk and not meat. And that is because they have not, the times that they were given milk, they did not take it well. Now, milk here, meat here, talks about the word of God. Hallelujah. There is a dimension of the word of God that is called the milk of the word. There is a dimension of the word of God that is called the meat of the word. And there is a dimension of the word that is called strong meat. You know, according to Hebrews chapter 5, there's a place that is called strong meat. It's still the same Bible. That's why you see that one person can pick the Bible and is able to explain, you know, some very, you can pick from a particular part of the scripture, you can explain milk. From a particular part of the scripture, you can explain, from that same place, you can draw out meat from it. You can draw out strong meat. You know, I remember one time, our daddy pastor, Laide, gave an, you know, explained the Bible as, you know, the Bible is like, is a textbook that, you know those kind of textbook we use in secondary school that everybody can use it. You know, from either you are in SS1, you can use that textbook. Either you are in SS2, you can use that textbook. Either you are in SS3, you can use that textbook. That's the way the Bible is. It now depends on your growth. It depends on how you see Bible for you to now be able to see. It depends on your level for you to be able to see. You see according to your level in the Bible. But the Bible is meant for everyone. It's meant for every class. The Bible that, you know, that is being taught, that is being used to teach everlasting life, is still the same Bible that is being used to teach milk of the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? So what I'm trying to tell us is that, I'm trying to mention to us that we need to, as believers, you know, we need to give heed, you know, to the milk of the word. Now, you know, scripture says, you know, it might be like, I am milk of the word. You know, there's one thing that, you know, we just feel that, oh, you know, milk of the word is very small, you know, and, you know, I've been when I came to GFM, you know, NLWC, I've been taught Christ, I've been taught the meat of the word. Now let's see something. Let's see 2 Corinthians. Let's see. Okay, yes, that's still, sorry, 1 Corinthians rather. 1 Corinthians 3. Let's now start from verse 9. Now it says that, for we are laborers together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. Now, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take it how we build it thereupon. Now, we must understand that milk of the word and meat of the word is what is called Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Milk of the word. You see, that's why when Hebrews 6 says that they are the what? Elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ. Hallelujah. So actually, milk is not different from meat. It's still the compound of what is called Christ. But so you cannot actually say that you've had milk if you've not done well with milk. Sorry, you've had meat if you've not done well with milk. Or it's like, you know, we are learning Christ. Out of the learning of Christ is milk. Hallelujah. Out of the learning of Christ is what? Is milk. Because they are together. Apostle Paul said that I have laid the foundation. So, you know, before now, you think that, okay, maybe the foundation is milk. No, the foundation is Christ. One thing that Apostle Paul laid that is, you know, that is very, you know, open or seen in scripture is that he laid the foundation of Christ. Let's say Christ. And that is why he is able to teach milk, because in Christ is milk. But just that milk, is the first,
I remember I was explaining to some people and I was telling them that, you know, milk is like, you know, the way you have kindergarten before primary school. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Kindergarten before primary school, that's where milk is.
You know, somewhere you can almost not count kindergarten as primary school. You'd be like, no, majorly primary school starts from primary one. But kindergarten is part of primary school. It's still part of the curriculum. Do you understand that? So milk actually is a very, very important of that place. Because if you don't have milk, it's more or less saying that you do not have Christ fully. A man cannot be fully formed in Christ without the learning of milk. Hallelujah. A man cannot be what? You cannot be fully formed in Christ without the learning of milk. Because what makes up Christ is milk is part of it. What makes a Christ man? You know that thing that we call, what makes a spiritual man? Milk is part of it. So you cannot say that you are spiritual and then you say that there's nothing in milk. No, that milk is not for you. No. What's the ingredient, the things, what, how will we even know that you are a spiritual person is that we see that you are able to use milk well. Hallelujah. So I'm trying to tell us this because we must not in any way disregard this thing. You know that, and we must understand that, you know that is something that this, coming back to this thing, is not, we should, anytime the Lord maybe emphasizes, you know, the teaching on milk of the word, is something we need to take very serious. Do you know why we need to take it very serious? Let's see Hebrews. Then we'll still continue reading that 1 Corinthians. Now, let's start from Hebrews 5. Okay, let me just give us a context to it. Hebrews 5:11. I'll be fast with the reading. It says that, of whom we have many things to say and are to be uttered, seeing that ye are dull of hearing. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become as such as have need of milk and not strong meat. Now, this was a church that they were already learning meat. You know, in 1 Corinthians, Apostle Paul said that, you know, I did not teach you meat, but what you need is milk. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? So that means we have milk and we have meat. But then he's not telling these people here in Hebrews, this is another church, he's telling them that you have and become as such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Now, what happened here was that this is a church that was already learning meat of the word. And while learning meat of the word, Apostle Paul felt that they should actually progress to what is called strong meat. Now, these are teachings in the Bible. It's Apostle Paul that is saying is that they should progress to what is called strong meat. But he's not realizing that you're actually supposed to progress, but I'm seeing that you actually have need of not even meat that you are currently hearing, but even of milk. Then let's go on. And that says that, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Now, he was able to judge that they needed milk because the word of righteousness is talking about the meat of the word, and they were not skillful with it. What makes a man to be skillful with, you know, word of righteousness is how he lives his life. Hallelujah. The skill that you have in word of righteousness is how you live your life. How skillful is not, the skill here is not that, when they say we should come and share the word, you know, you can mix Ephesians 1 and then mix Colossians 2 and then you put Philippians 3 with it. And then by the time you bring everything together, then you will not land in Hebrews. Then you talk about how the high priest is. Then by the time you are done with that one, you will not link it to the book of Revelation. That does not mean that you are skillful in the word of righteousness. You can do all of that without the skill of the word of righteousness. What makes a man skillful in the word of righteousness is the life that the man is living. Hallelujah. So when Apostle Paul noticed that the reason why this church is not skillful, he could see it in their life, in your decisions, in the way they take their decisions, in the way they do their things. You can see that, oh, these people, they are actually lacking something. So he showed that there was no skill in the word of righteousness. Because a man, and how you gain skill with word of righteousness is by usage.
You keep using that life. Word of righteousness, the meat of the word, is a life. It's a teaching in the Bible, but actually is a life. Hallelujah. And that life is supposed to be lived. And it's not something that you live maybe once, you live twice, and then, you are fine. No, it's something that you continue, you live continually. And that is how you get skill in it. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? So, in that, it says that for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Now, then that says that, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So it's by reason of use. It's by using the life. It's by using the word. Hallelujah. Then that says that, now, therefore, living the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Now, they are the principles of the doctrine of Christ. You understand? It's just like we say that you cannot argue that principles of chemistry is not part of chemistry. Hallelujah. It's part of chemistry. Principles of physics are part of physics. Those, laws of physics that we learned, some of us that learned them, in secondary school, in SS1, a whole lot of things in physics are built on them. They are the principles. Hallelujah. But you don't remove them. They are still part of it. You can go on to be, a professor in physics or a professor in chemistry, but those principles are still very important. Then he now says that, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permits. Hallelujah. If God does what? If God permits. That's to tell you that, when a pastor brings pasture, that's the word, to the people, it's not something that is done, it's not done by, maybe they just feel that, okay, it's the Lord that leads. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? But then when the Lord leads, and especially in this ground, we don't just decide to go back to milk. Sometimes some people have said that, some people have given this excuse that, I think Pastor Tosin has corrected that excuse many times that, me, I've not done Christ well. And then, we've actually had, in all sincerity, we've had people that have said that, they don't understand the message, for that reason, they'll probably stop coming, or some people tell you that they want to go to milk and all of that, and all of that, and all of that. Now, that's some people, after this kind of message, you'll be like, okay, I need to learn milk, and then, that thing is not, a decision you take by yourself. Because many times, Satan has used that thing to, to bastardize many people's mind. You are not growing. What you need actually is milk. You don't even know anything about, what do you know about all this milk? They said milk is very powerful, but you don't even know, you don't know anything about milk. You are not growing. You cannot even grow. No. It's not like that. See, these things are done as the Lord permits. And when the Lord permits it, we should do everything we can to use that season. And I'm saying this because the Lord has permitted it now. Hallelujah. For us to learn these things. It's not something, the Lord might not give this permission again for the next 2 years for us to go back to things like this. But you would have done yourself harm if in this season that the Lord has given, the reason is because it is very important. Now, let me tell us why it's important. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians. The reason why we need to pay attention to, let's see 1 Corinthians 3 again. Now, I'll start from 11. It says that, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. Now, don't think that, somewhere you can be like, it's Christ. Christ is the foundation, so far my Christ is fine, everlasting life can be built on this. But you cannot be fine with Christ if you have not learnt this milk dimension of the word. Because what makes for Christ, milk is part of it. What makes for a spiritual man that is called Christ, Pastor Mike once called that kind of man, that's the normal man. That's the let me use the word, that's a regular man for God. Now, what makes for that kind of man? Milk is part of it. You cannot, because we cannot remove milk from the building of that man. And without milk, that man, you can't have a man that is called Christ to the point where you now have to start building something on it. Now, if Pastor has given us example before of the way, Christ is. Pastor said that, Christ actually is the foundation. Hallelujah. But milk now depends on, the way there are different types of foundation. The way Pastor explained it to us one time. There are different types of foundation. Hallelujah. If you know a little about building houses, people build houses on, a good ground. Some people go to, waterlogged area, and, you even see some people now, if you go towards if you are entering Third Mainland, you will see that they are feeling the water, little by little, they are feeling it. And I'm sure that's because they want to build on it. Now, that the kind of foundation you would do in that place is different from the type of foundation you would do if you are building here, because of the kind of soil that we have there. Now, I remember the day Pastor even talked about this. Pastor gave an example, of Charity Pavilion, about that, I think the rods that were deep into the ground were actually taller than the building itself. The rods that they used to secure the foundation. Now, those rods are not necessarily the main foundation, because the foundation is, that thing that at the end of the day that you will see, and then you now start building on. But you see, those things that go down, if you say that you cannot have your foundation without having those things. Because if you have them and you don't, if you have your foundation and you don't have those things, then at the end of that building will come down. By the time you start building, then you just start seeing that, building will just start tilting a little, tilting. And then before you know it, thank God our government is already declaring houses unfit for people to live in and all of that. That house is unfit to live in. Because at the end of the day, that building is going to come down. And why? It's because of the foundation. Now, it's not because of the... It might not necessarily be because of that top layer foundation that you are seeing, but because of the work that was not done down. That's the way milk is. Now, Pastor, I remember that the pastor mentioned that many of us... So, the soul now depends on how much work will need to be done down. They may not need so much of work because of the way the soul is. They will just need some little... foundation of the foundation. Hallelujah. That thing is called, is like the foundation of the foundation. Then, it's coming. But some, there are types of foundation, German foundation, and like, they will need to do all those kind of long pillars to hold it down so that they can now have the foundation. Because if those things are not done, that house will eventually collapse. Hallelujah. And that the house that we are building, thank God, our parents and our pastors, they've been talking to us about, the building of God. Now, the materials that they are using are expensive materials. In case we don't know. You know what those expensive materials are? Revelation. Revelation are very expensive materials. Now, if revelation is not expensive, if it's not important, when Daniel was to be given understanding, they will not hold the angels down not to give him understanding. It's because they are expensive. Scripture calls them, they are costly pearls. Hallelujah. Do you understand? And the Lord would not want that, after giving materials for building, then just because, that foundation of the foundation, just because maybe the rod is maybe 3 feet short, then the whole building will come down just because of 3 feet. Because there is no way you can say that, you cannot apologize, and then you want to end everlasting life. How do you want to do it? You cannot repent. You do something wrong and your heart cannot smote you. You feel fine with it. You are not feeling bad at all about it. There is no desire. There is nothing to even want to change. And then you feel like, it doesn't matter. It's the kingdom. We enter the kingdom. They have said that, they've told us that all of us will go to heaven. I just need to survive and believe. Now, all those things, rubbish, nothing. We must take it. All I'm trying to tell us, in this short time this afternoon is that we must take these teachings very serious. Because they are actually very important. Without them, we will not grow well. Pastor Mike last teacher, talking a lot about repentance, and how repentance from dead works, and how many of us, if we hear ministries that teach repentance. If you go to the church, many of us always will just be looking at, these people have not grown. This crowd just open Ephesians 1, first open their eyes, then just add a sprinkle of Colossians chapter 1, then after eat it up with maybe Philippians 3, then after a while, let it cool down on Hebrews, by the time you are done cooking it for them, just be like, but we don't know that those things are canon. Mommy was saying something one time that, you see, people will, do some things and then they will still be able to pray in tongues. And there is no pricking, nothing inside them. Now, that thing, hallelujah, that is only a dead person that cannot respond. Hallelujah. If you take a needle to pinch someone that is dead, there's no response. Do you understand? There's no response. Many of us are dead to those spiritual senses. And the truth is that if we can be that dead to those little things, then let's not think that God will give to us things that are bigger. Remember one thing that Pastor Mike said, Pastor Mike said that a time will come that they will gather people and gather them out of the kingdom. No, someone will be like, so someone just feel like, by revelation, and the things that have been spoken and the years that have been here, I know that I've entered the kingdom. I may not have inherited the kingdom, but I've entered the kingdom. Now that you've entered the kingdom, as is not a license to misbehave. It's not a license to do things anyway. It's not a license to violate laws in the spirit. It is not a license. So I'm just trying to encourage us that, these messages are something that, don't be quick to forget them. Let's not be quick to throw them away. Let it, let it haunt you. Feel bad. Hallelujah. It's good to be remorse. Feel bad. Don't just, so many of us know, we have shield for message. As the word is coming, you just be blocking it. This one. We'll just sort it out ourselves. Let this one go. Let this one enter. Let this one go. Let this one enter. No, you cannot grow well like that. You must be able to receive all. You must be able to, as everything's coming, you should be happy when you are feeling bad in church. It shows that the heart is okay somewhere, that this heart can repent, that the word is getting to you. If every time you come, every Sunday, you come to church, and every time you go, you are fine. Nothing is confronted inside of you. You feel fine and nothing. Then there's something wrong. There is something. Something is definitely wrong. That heart is not right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody, all of us here, we know, in rounding up, we know that it's not easy for our hearts to be confronted. You are not always happy. Anytime those words are coming, especially maybe, he's a guest minister that is now saying those things. Somewhere you'll not be thinking about it. He's like, this man, I'm sure he's close to pastor. Pastor must have discussed some of these things with him. And then, he'll just be telling you that, nah. I'll give an example. The last time that, Pastor Clay was around, and Pastor Clay was just giving some, sharp, cutting edge words on that day. And so he just be like, Ronnie. And this pastor, maybe, his wife, Pastor Ruth, she used to be with us. Maybe some of the brethren have discussed it. Then she now mentioned it to her husband. Then he now armed himself with it when he was coming to minister here. No. There is no way he got to know all of these things. It's not possible. It's a lie. Nobody told him anything. So you should be happy when those words are hitting you like that. You should not find an excuse for it that it's a lie. No, don't find an excuse for the word. If you start finding an excuse for the word, then something is wrong with us. And we need attention. We need help. Hallelujah. So I want us to pray. Because there's a way many times many of us see, the milk of the word. We just feel, this thing is not needed. But you cannot be a spiritual. You can never be Christ without the milk of the word. You cannot. Because what makes for Christ, milk is part of it. So you cannot be like, I'll just be listening to the revelation and I'll be fine. No, you can. It's not possible. Believe me, it's not possible. Because Christ, they are, those words, the scripture call them the principles of the doctrine of Christ. You cannot leave those principles and then think that you would make Christ. It's not possible. If you know that you want to be a spiritual man that Jesus Christ has destined you to be, for you to not keep learning, you know, the other, you know, for you to not keep learning everlasting life and, you know, eternal life, then we must pay attention. We must pay attention to it. Tell anybody that we must pay attention to the milk of the word. I want us to pray. I want us to ask the Lord. You know, I want us to ask that the Lord would help us. You know, scripture says that we should receive the word with meekness. You understand? There's a place of receiving the word with meekness. Meekness is a very important ingredient in receiving the word. You know, sometimes you just be like, okay, these things will be said, and then we will not be in any way, you know, fight the word. No matter how the word will come to us today, you know, last week because really the message is, you know, it's still resonating in my head. You know, it's when Pastor Mike, you know, taught repentance and all of that, and I was just like, wow, you know, that kind of message, you know, something you can just be like, it's fine now, should be. I can apologize. I can do this. No, let's trust God not to bring any defense to the word. Can we pray this afternoon? I want you to pray for yourself, you know, that the Lord would help you. You know, as these words are being spoken, somewhere it's like, milk of the word, you know, that's where they give to babes. You know, I've been around for 5 years, I've been around for 10 years, I'm no longer a babe, you know, I understand, you know, I can even explain faith, hope, and charity, you know, I can teach this, I can do that, you know, I'm skillful. No, you are not skillful in the world. For you to even be saying that, it means you are actually a babe. Can we pray this afternoon that I want us to ask that the Lord would help every one of us, that we will not see ourselves so high that, you know, that this world will not be able to reach us, that we'll come down, we'll bring ourselves down. Can we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus? Please make sure you are praying. Oh, can we pray this afternoon? Lando shasha barabania kasusubere baraba. Ere bere 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 bada bada balia kasusubere bana bada badia tabaraba. Ojele gede 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 gada gasusu bere banian tubara. Ele gede 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 bere bere barabania. I want us to pray. I want us to ask that the Lord Jesus will help us. The Lord Jesus will help us if there is any way. Now, this is an opportunity for this foundation of the foundations to be dealt with. Can we ask Jesus for help? That, you know, I remember one time Mommy Ellen said that she had a dream and she saw herself in primary school uniform. This was a whole lot of years. You know, we want help. You know, we want help. I want to have grown and know that I have grown past some things. Can we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus? Aragalosha. Help us. Help us to pay attention. Help us to pay attention to them. Ele baro sheshe vele kasasa varlan diantoba landaliga. Ejebere banabalia kasusubere banabaliata. Oh, bejegele gede 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 barabaniata. Ejebara banabalia.
Too far, we've come to find her. Oh, we've come to find her. Help, help us, Jesus. You are our help. Oh, we've come to find her. Oh, we've us, Jesus. You are our help, our Ebenezer.
Semano coconis, Itaquilo coconabis, Chachona, Aregonadios, Ecalicosana,
come to you,
Sasabaragoga, let Terrimono Paranalaustas, Shelo Cabalas,
help us, Jesus. You are here.
You are here. Thank you. Glory to your name, most excellent Father. We honor you, Jesus, the Son. Herein is a time of need. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help every one of us. Help us. Help. Send help out of Zion. Send help. Send help. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us.
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.